This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Happy Friday in November, Michael.
Yes, happy cold, wet Friday, yes.
Yes. All right, let's talk about some incredibly interesting things, like the city budget with Fort Smith. What's going on there?
Sexy, we got.
Well, but important.
It is important, definitely important. And even more so, you know, as the city is working through this $480 million consent decree they signed with the federal government back in 2014. So, you know, that operating budget that we used to look at of, you know, $100 million or so, you know, now it takes even more significance because that a lot of that work is built, well, most of that work is built into that budget. And, you know, this year, they're looking at about $131.5 million budget. That's up slightly, a little over $6 million from the 2019 budget. So, you know, the debate there and the hearing on this is all day today. It began early Friday morning. We'll go through the end of the day. And I suspect that, you know, a lot of the debate will be making sure, you know, the revenue and the expenditures line up with, you know, making sure that consent decree is met. But all, not only that, but to make sure other critical areas of infrastructure that are needed under the operating budget aren't, you know, rejected or to have to push something forward. What is it? So that's going to be a big part of it. And then, of course, the general fund budget, which is inside of all of that, but it's a smaller budget. And it's important. And this year it's proposed to be about $43.1 million, which is a little over $3 million less than last year. And that is important because most of, or well, all of public services, police, fire, parks, other things come out of that general fund budget. So even though it's a smaller number, sometimes that budget collects more of the debate, and sometimes the debate is, well, let's just say it can be intense on that part of the budget. Like I said, it's not glamorous, it's not sexy, but these old news geeks like me, we kind of like covering these things.
Well, you also like covering tourism. You have a tourism ticker at talkbusiness.net that kind of tells us what sort of money is being generated by the tourism industry in Arkansas. What do the latest numbers tell us?
Well, the latest numbers tell us something I wouldn't have believed if you had told me at the beginning of the year, and that is that the industry is going to build upon, in a healthy way, build upon the gains that it showed in 2018. 2018 marked the fourth consecutive year of growth as we measured it by the tourism ticker. And so we thought, you know, these are some pretty healthy numbers in 2018. And they were pretty, they had pretty good numbers in 2017. Surely, this can't continue, but they have. The 2% tourism tax revenue has generated 6.2, is up 6.2%, through the first, 8 months of 2019. And that's a gain from the 5.2% through the first 6 months of this year. And also June and July were the first 2 months that the collection of that tax topped $1.8 million each month. And of the 17 cities we look at in terms of hospitality tax collections, those collections were up 5.2% through the first 8 months, and that's better than the 4.7% through the first 6 months. And we're even seeing gains in job. The job, tourism industry job gains had been somewhat lackluster, but for the first 8 months of this year, the tourism industry jobs are up 4.2%. So that's a good, healthy number also. And so, again, it's one of the state's largest combined. It's one of the state's largest industries. You know, the state likes to tout that tourism brings people in, and the only thing they leave are dollars. So, you know, they tout it as a clean industry. So good news for that sector so far.
That's the first 8 months. The football games in Fayetteville take place after that. I'm just curious. I mean, we saw plenty of empty seats in the last two home games in Fayetteville. Do you think is that enough of a blip to be recorded when we compare those months?
Well, it could be. I mean, we'll have to look at that. So far, Fayetteville numbers through first 8 months are good. I don't have that number, but I remember it was a healthy percentage gain. If I'm the folks in Fayetteville, they'll be looking at those. And I suspect some of those are always in. Obviously, it's November. We lag about 2 months on our reporting just because it takes time to collect the data. I haven't looked. I'm sure that Fayetteville already has its October, its September and October numbers in. Those will tell quite a bit. But I mean, yes, Kyle, you've got to think. even though the athletic department said 60,000 people were there,
right?
They must have all been standing in line getting a Pepsi.
Finally, we can't end our visit this week without talking about Jack Moseley, who was a longtime journalist and columnist and reporter and just sort of a pulse of Fort Smith in the Arkansas River Valley. He passed this week.
Yep. At 82, he had been fighting cancer for quite a while, and it unfortunately caught up with him. But look, he nailed it on. He was a pulse of the community. Talked to Senior U.S. District Judge Robert Dawson for the Western District of Arkansas after Jack passed away. And Judge Dawson said that, quote, he was a one in a zillion in the newspaper business. And that is, that's a good moniker for him. And Dawson also noted that, quote, Jack tried to do everything he thought right for the good of community. And that's also true. And I tell you, he was my first real boss in the newspaper business. I was somewhat of a naive farm boy in the early 90s from Johnson County, and I was thrown into what was then a bustling, busy newsroom. Newsrooms aren't like this anymore. They're just, skeletons of what they used to be. And so I got thrown into this newsroom. You could have thrown me into the Amazon forest at that time, and I would have felt no less lost. And Jack was the center of most of the memories, good or bad. I can tell you, for the first couple months, I thought my first name was, because it was just, until this and that. And, I learned, thankfully, I learned quickly. But Jack was there from 1975 to 2001. Of course, he stayed on as a columnist until 2005. And, he told some great stories while he was there. He told the interview with JFK that when President Kennedy was in Dallas, or actually was in Fort Worth, and was given, after a speech he gave there in Fort Worth, Jack found, and this is when Jack was working with Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Jack somehow learned, the way Jack would do, where JFK was exiting the building. And so as JFK came through the door, Jack jumped out and grabbed his coat. Now, you got to remember this.
Oh, my goodness.
You could probably, you'd get, swamped now. But the Secret Service guy did kind of reach out to Jack. And according to Jack, the president turned around, and Jack immediately said, "Hey, I just need a quick interview." And JFK looked at, and Jack had his news label on, and he said, "Okay, Jack, you just follow me out here to the car, and you can interview me as long as we walk to the car." And so he did. And then from then, JFK got on a plane and drove to Dallas, and we know how that turned out, unfortunately. But Jack didn't do a story on the interview. He did a story about those last fleeting moments and never mentioned JFK by his name. And he ended up, that story, that column got picked up in the by a lot of the East Coast newspapers. It really made Jack's career. Huh. Jack also, of course, if you look at 1975 to 2001, when Jack was at the paper, that also almost by date kind of corresponds with some guy named Bill Clinton's rise in Arkansas and on to D.C. And Jack told a story about Chelsea, and this would later be in Jack's book, but apparently Jack had written something that Bill Clinton did not appreciate. And so Clinton called him one night and was chewing him out and calling him, everything but a nice guy. And all of a sudden Clinton said, "Oh gosh, hold on." And Jack heard a, thumping and some kind of crying. And a few minutes later, Governor Clinton came back to the phone and said, "Sorry about that. Hillary's out and I'm babysitting Chelsea and she fell off the bed. Now, where were we? It went straight back to just chewing Jack up one side and down the other. And so Jack loved that story. But Jack, in terms of what he did for the community, he did a lot of things. As let me point out, he began to notice these groups popping up in communities around the country. And so he began in the early to mid-90s promoting a leadership group. And sure enough, he kind of coerced. A lot of people want to take credit for Leadership Fort Smith, but it was Jack who put the seed out there and pushed it. And I've talked to some people and said, you know, Jack was one of those folks. If he got something under his skin and wanted it to happen, then he just didn't let it go. And he pushed that until it was formed. The other thing I learned quickly, and I'll end with this, was that I learned about and I think I knew this, but until you see it practice, you don't really think about it in these terms. But I learned about the cycles of prejudice, personalities, and politics in any community, large and small. And they do cycle. And if you want to be credible reporting on those cycles in the future, you have to be as honest and fair in reporting on each cycle. And so I think I learned that from Jack. And he was fair and honest and he was kind. But if you came to him with some kind of ego or thought you were the city director or governor and you thought you were somebody, he would quickly extinguish that ego in you.
Hmm. Jack Moseley died this week. Michael Tilley, who is, by the way, no longer a naive farm boy from Johnson County. Otherwise, he'd predict Arkansas.
Farm boy from Johnson County.
Just not naive anymore.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd pick Arkansas to beat LSU this week, but he's not doing that. Michael, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, and 46 points is the spread on the game.
Yeah, it is. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Later.